Greetings, everyone. This is WTF Walk the Floors, All Things Hospitality Training. I am Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality. I'm here with my co-hostess, Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality. Stephanie, how are you today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about today's topic. I think it's a topic that we talk about it fairly enough, but I don't know if everyone really pays attention to it on a daily basis. So I think it would be a great refresher. Give me a drum roll and I'll tell you what we're going to talk about.
Woo!
We are going to talk about service etiquette and really what going back to basics mean. So kick us off, Stephanie, and enlighten us with your magic.
Absolutely. So this is also too a snippet from our 6-module training program on the discussion of service etiquette and getting back to the basics. So talking about those behavior standards that impact every department. Now, this is a shorter version, but reach out to us to learn more about training your team and getting the full extension of this version of training. So today, Michelle and I are going to be touching upon the importance of knowledge foundation, body language, and communication etiquette that all has to relate to the service basics and making sure that we're getting back to the basics. So let's start off with knowledge foundation. So knowledge foundation is we talk about the training of, you know, steps of service, but the foundation of making sure that your team has this can go a long way. We always talk about power is knowledge. And with having that knowledge and the power also too gives your employees that confidence when they are providing service to the guest. So some of the ways that you can make sure that your team has the knowledge and creating that foundation is doing quizzes during your pre-shift, also too of demonstrating, and also too asking for your employees' feedback, seeing where the areas are that you need to reiterate how service is done. And Michelle, what else could you think of that, you know, to adding on to that knowledge?
So one of my most favorite, and maybe it's like my entertaining and theatrical side of me, but one of my favorite ways of making sure that we check for understanding when it comes to this topic in particular is doing role playing during pre-shift, right? You said that demonstrations. Well, let's role play. Let's have one person that will be the one receiving service and one person that will be the one delivering service. It's a fun way to engage the team, but also being able to tweak the delivery right then and there, so that everyone gets to see what is the best way to accomplish it.
Absolutely. And this is also time too with your team building, because you may have a employee that's too shy to say something, but now they're seeing it in a safe environment in a way that they're observing, because some people also too, you know, they attract more of the information when they are seeing it versus when they are reading it. So making sure with the team of having that knowledge in a variety of ways to seeing what works for your team.
I love that you said that, Stephanie. It's so important to be able to recognize that in our entire team, not everyone is going to learn the same way. Yeah. We have visual learners. We have people who need to read it. We have people who need to touch it and do it. We have people who need to hear it or see it. So I think it's important. I love that you mentioned that.
Absolutely. And then, with the knowledge also too, it's not just about the steps of service with the standards, but also too of having those service basics and knowledge of understanding who your guests are and about your hotel or your business, you know, with having what's the mission statement, what's the philosophy behind the brand, and making sure that you're bringing that knowledge to your employees as well. Like, what type of guests do we have? What makes us different from the business down the street? And so, yes, making sure that that information is built upon for that foundation to your employees.
I love that. So important. It also helps team members realize, understand, comprehend, and embrace the why, right? What is the purpose of each one of you individually that can contribute to that specific objective as a brand, right? If we're here to service this type of guest, then this is how our delivery should look like. I love that.
Yes. All right. So now switching gears of talking about body language, and we've done a few episodes in relation to body language and some definitely WTF moments walking the floors of seeing employees' body language when they're on stage. So we want to making sure that you're pointing out to your employees and even demonstrating, how do I look like when it's, you know, if I have time to lean, I have time to clean. What do you look like, you know, out in the guest view? Also too, in the hallways as well, behind the back of the house, you know, your body language says so much without even saying anything and speaking.
That is so interesting. And again, another thing that most people won't even pay attention to. I came up to a sushi restaurant in a gigantic food court in Nashville this weekend. And it's kind of like a gourmet area, really cool. If anyone has been in Nashville before, you know that, you know, hospitality is top notch. People are genuine. It's cool, right? It's just cool. And I woke up and there's four team members. Three of them see me walk up. One is kind of, his back is against me. And they're all like leaning and chatting. And you can totally tell that they're on break. They're literally on break. And I stood there for a second and I waited patiently. And then I'm like, are you guys open? Because I literally, genuinely, I wasn't sure. Like, wait, is this like, is it too early? What's going on? Because neither of them stopped, reshaped the way they were portraying themselves with their body language to be welcoming to whoever was walking up to their shop. It was so interesting.
Yes. I would have to say now too, with the body language, it's, you know, very traditional that we teach upon, you know, how does your posture, your vision of what, you know, looking, making sure you're paying attention to the guest. But then now also too is the distractions. You know, I can't believe that employees think that it's okay for them to be able to not just being on their phone while they're out in the guest view, but then also to now wearing their earbuds and feeling like that's okay when you're talking to a guest or a customer, and having all of those distractions as well, that even I'm sure the customer is like, are they really paying attention to me? Or are they just listening to YouTube videos or some kind of TikTok
or their most favorite podcast?
Yes. If it's our podcast, then that's okay.
And that's okay because they're learning at the same time. Yeah, yes. That's interesting. It's very interesting to me to see how, especially in our industry, if you come from a high-end side of the industry, you are wired that way. Like, there's certain things that you would never think of doing. And as we move into a new generation coming into the workplace, B, the need of recruiting and onboarding so many new people at the same time as a result of 2020, I think that we lost a lot of that. It's like, we have to start teaching our people proper etiquette or we're going to lose the identity of our brands. It's absolutely, like, we have to start thinking about this because we are like a year and a half into this or 2 years into this by now. It's critical that unless we start putting training where it needs to be when it comes to proper etiquette, we are losing part of who we are.
Absolutely. And that's why it's important to building that foundation when we are training our employees and onboarding the employees and talking about these different items that us as leaders, you know, may come just as is to us. But we have to remember that, like how you were mentioning with the newer generation that's entering into the workforce, you know, this is something that's new to them, that we need to make sure that we're starting off with building this knowledge and this foundation before they're already picking up bad habits.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This type of training is not just important for line level employees. Mm-hmm. Many times management, directors, VPs would think, well, but my managers don't need to go through this. Well, hello, your managers do need to go through this. If anyone, directors and below, need to go through this, and here is why. They are the ones that are dealing with the line level employee. And if you don't have the ability to have some sort of structure and exactly what points to teach and exactly what kind of information is important and how to deliver that information to your team, you may find yourself sitting with HR.
Yeah.
So it's critical that managers and directors go through basic etiquette, foundational type of training so that they can in turn turn around and know how to deliver to their own people too.
Absolutely. And there, you know, there's so much more that we go into as well with making sure that you're setting the tone, practice what you preach, because, you know, if you're telling your employees, oh no, you cannot be on your phone out on the floor in the guest view. And then here they see their leaders always on the phone, never looking up to greeting a guest that's walking by using that 10-5 rule. You know, the employee now is going to be like, well, if they're not doing it, why should I do it?
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
All right. So moving on to just one of our last of many tidbits that we put into our training for service basics. But let's talk really quick about the communication etiquette, which also too ties into the body language and our knowledge foundation. But communication is very key. And even now we're seeing a lot, not just by verbal, but then also to written, how things are written on a greeting card or also to in emails. I mean, now we're seeing, you know, LOL and smiley face, and it's being sent to a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and you're trying to set the tone of professionalism. And then already in those written communications or the way of speaking is not setting the tone of a professional environment.
As well as all those platforms that we have these days where team members can actually connect internally. At the end of the day, it's still a company rule, a company tool, right? So it still belongs to a company. So the communication still has to stay in a professional way. And there are certain things that will be perhaps understood in a different way. So learning how to communicate verbally and in a written manner is extremely important. You're not just using WhatsApp, but you're not just using Instagram or you know, DMs or text messaging, but all this information is still hosted in your corporate chat. It's still hosted in whatever platform your organization is giving you or providing you as a tool. So it's critical that we work on how do we communicate. And again, going back to foundational basics of what that looks like or should look like and leading into learning. Because maybe, you know, you don't have that proper training under your belt at this point. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, with this training, it's all adapting with the times as well, because, you know, our training, what we used to do traditional style is just talking about proper verbiage. Okay, good morning, good afternoon, Mr. Smith, Ms. Klein. But now that, you know, the times have changed differently, but then yes, also too, how you had mentioned as well as these different platforms that are different ways of communicating, of making sure, you know, that also too is being professional the way that it's written. And then even going into telephone etiquette. So, you know, how are we answering the phone and making sure that we are taking charge of the phone conversation with our confidence instead of letting the guests run the conversation?
Yes. And we miss out on the body language and on that very, very special connection when it comes to face to face when we have an interaction over the phone with either a guest or a team member. So when that happens, you have to take your game two notches up in order to be able to truly connect with that person and make it a memorable experience. So it's incredibly critical, even though maybe we don't think about it that much.
Absolutely.
Stephanie, what else do you have on your list or anything else you think we should be sharing?
I just wanted to end on, you know, with talking about that communication and body language tying in, but this is also too of how you're building that relationship. So if you already are just being in this slouchy or non-eye contact, and then your communication is very casual, now you're already at losing the guests and building that relationship for them to want to come back to your business.
Yes, please refrain from using the word hey. Hey! No, hey is for horses. And I get it that there's some states that use it and it's part of their colloquial speaking, but there's environments where, especially in hospitality and tourism, where you see people from all over the place, where we have to reframe and rephrase. I love it. Anyway, this was great. Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing so much insight today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Michelle. And we look forward to discussing another snippet of our training to really showcasing more out there to elevating that guest experience.
Thank you.